Oh, yes. You've been so good to me so far. In fact, it's been devilish, dare I say, darling. Simply exquisite. This little escapade of ours. I wish for it to continue, and I assume, honey, by that reaction, that you would oblige me. A smart boy. You know, most of it, if not all of it, will be things you won't be able to forget. You see, the little things of a body, they never quite stop haunting you, reverberating like a dream, but one that never ends in the recesses, the echoes. I know you can feel it. Is it not completely obvious how it feels to feel something? It's so unbelievably satisfying, isn't it? Feeling something. Oh dear. You felt it bad, haven't you? Then pardon my whispers, my spoiling, and my obsession, but I intend to make those feelings stick like thorns in your side, inching up your back, trailing that cute spine. Oh, honey, I haven't even begun to deal with you yet. That libido is so adorning, so endearing, and yet, here we are, my love. Dare I even call you that? Ah, yes. I think I do dare. Much more than dare, in fact. I think some training is in accordance. Something both you and I could benefit from, unapologetically, as they say. That's the look I was looking for from the start. How unbelievably suitable to you. It fits you, you know, the feeling, that sensual, unbelievable body, with everything I could possibly desire. From head to toe, sweetheart, you're so, so perfect for me. So malleable in the sweetest ways. I mean, let's face it, honey, you're adorable, stylish, and quite the looker outside of your clothes as well. Which I think you should do well to know. I will be relieving you of ever so slightly. After a moment, of course, of admiring your figure through the clothing. It is my unfortunate peril that I cannot be satisfied enough. Watching you through some clothes is simply unacceptable, is it? It's so bland compared to your raw skin. And perhaps this time you'll help me with practicing a hobby of mine. You see, shibari is something from the East, I do believe. I learned it from my master a long time ago. However, I am not the same as when I was merely adopting whatever malleable substance was forced upon me. This comes from a place of love, of care. And honey, be thankful that I'm not my master. Not a veiled threat, trust me. If it was, oh, trust me, you would know. But let's put that aside for now. There's no reason to dampen the mood on such a joyous occasion. No, far be it from that. This is going to be the advent of your experimentation, your training with me, that you've oh so been looking forward to. Now, trust me, darling, I wouldn't squander even the slightest feeling. In fact, that's why right now, I've been oh so touchy-feely, wrapping you in a cloak of darkness, like the devilish rogue I am. Only this cloak is my arms and raw skin against yours. Of course, separated at increments by this cold rope clasping against you. A satire, if you will. Honey, this may look like clothes, but with how exposed you'll be, and with the training, there is so much to love about it, trust me. You do trust me, don't you? Ah, yes. Now that is an answer I can approve of in so many ways. Down to that slight hint of excitement, the tinge of fear, knowing that I am a vampire and you are my muse. The slight overture of something else. You can almost smell it in the air, palpable in such a way that just suits you so evidently that you could never, ever, ever stop being what you are to me. An anomaly, an exasperation, a concept in human form. Or whatever it is you fancy yourself. As no doubt, you know I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to say I know exactly what you are, who you are, and what you're doing, but I know what you've shown me. And I know I like it. Oh, I like it. So much so that I relinquish my right in efforts to hope that you'll relinquish yours before too long, so that I might abuse this dynamic ever so slightly to twist you into something even more gorgeous. I wish to twist that expression you wear in such a cute little way. Darling, you won't regret it. Do you? Welcome me. Vampires, after all, need an invitation of sorts. As you no doubt have read somewhere or another. Darling, it's not complicated. Yes or no. Either way, honey, I would never put it against you in any fashion or way. In fact, I think, while your bravery is appreciated, that subtlety of refusal would just prove more of an obsession than anything else. I am obsessed with hearing you submit those words to me. I'm obsessed with you in such a mixture of ways that blends into something entirely different. Oh, sweetheart, darling, honey. Do you really take me for that kind of vampire? Or am I something far more interesting? I would be offended if it wasn't the latter. Now, shall we get you situated in your binding? No, no. I wouldn't dream of it. You're a captive audience, and a captive love by your own words and wishes. As for the details, I wish to feel more of this perfectly pert ass, more of those sensually delicious inches of your body that I haven't quite got the opportunity yet to explore. I haven't the slightest bit of hesitation, you know. Though it's no slight to me, in fact, I think it's one of my better qualities. Relentlessness does pay when deep into the hunt. And I intend to hunt you, not just to have a simple meal, though that was probably a given from the start. I'm sure you knew as well as me that I was far be it from denying you the sensual meal you so desire, but differently. You see, this time is oh so, so different. You can feel it. It's in the air, like the scent of your excitement, slowly but surely mounting. I can tell, you know, this nose isn't just perfectly chiseled, it's quite useful, you see. Smelling fear, deceit, honesty, and pleasure. They all have their nuances flowing through the air like butterflies free in the wind. It's beautiful, don't you think? Romantic in some twisted way. How I can smell what you feel. How I can sense it without words. How I can taste it in my teeth and on my tongue and in your blood. That I've grown so addicted to, but what is a meal without candles? And I've so prepared them. Oh, you'll forgive me. In your bindings, I seem to have dripped some on your thigh there. Clumsy me. Oh, but your reaction to the hot wax was simply divine, darling. It made me want to tease you even further. So I think I will, adding that to your training in these bindings, completely at my mercy. You'll forgive me if I take a small taste, won't you? Oh, don't be distracted. The dripping candle wax just adds to the scent, the symphony of things you'll be feeling tonight. Oh, my, my. What a sensitive boy you are. But then again, isn't it sensitive in the best way? I mean, can you deny it even slightly? This feeling of connection you feel when I have your scent and blood in my mouth, when I'm suckling on your inner thigh as though it's a grapefruit. A lovely reaction, really. Oh, honey, I've only just begun. The tip of a figurative iceberg of things I wish to do with you. And unfortunately, the night is not forever, but it is long enough to savor you and have you savor me all the same. Now, darling, after I've tasted your blood and dripped wax ever so slightly on your thigh, you'll forgive me for seeing this ample opportunity to feel the inside of your mouth with my cock. Do not misunderstand me. This is for your training. I can't have you slobbering on anyone else with those perfect lips. That delectable mouth of yours will be mine. And what better way, honey? What better way to lay claim on it than to mark you with my most intimate scent? And in order to do so, I need your warm, comfortable little mouth and that tongue to swish around and service me, as you know is your right as well as your pledge. What a reaction. Almost as though you were looking forward to your meal, darling, as much as I look forward to yours. My second course, as the first one, was merely to whet the appetite. Something I see you need no assistance in doing, as your appetite for my cock is quite voracious. Incredibly so. I love that attitude. Tied up, and you're still doing so well. Incredible that you would feel so dutiful to your servicing me. You're really trying to make me lose my mind before you do. A race that I'm afraid you're losing quite spectacularly. By how that voice, that slight rumbling against my cock, and the way that your tongue simply feels amazing doing circles against my glands and the head of my cock. Oh, deeper, deeper. I demand it. Yes, like that. Hold it in, darling. Hold it in for me. Oh, yes. Won't this be just too quaint? Incredible, really, how you make me feel. Oh, honey, don't even think of taking it out of your mouth. And keep that tongue moving. Yes, like that. Just like that. That was a close one. I almost showered you with my scent so easily. But if it was that easy, would it really feel like you accomplished anything? Or is it just that you can't handle what comes next? Either way, I hope you can breathe. Don't go suffocating on me. Though, suffocating on my cock is the way you lose sentience and consciousness in one go. Does sound quite appealing. Somehow this grabbing of your head and shoving it down on my cock. It's almost like your subservience has gotten more exquisite as more of the pre-cum mixes with your saliva. And the more you feel my cock twitch with enjoyment that you no doubt feel. Don't feel so lonely. I will not let not permit that in any way, shape, or form. You will, however, take every last drop. Oh. it in. Hold it in, sweetheart. Yes. 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 Still more. Oh, silly me. You yelped a little bit at the wax that time. And you swallowed all my cum. Right then, there. Ow. Ow. Dutiful. Was it tasty, love? Or was it not too liking? What a good answer. I would expect nothing less from you, as you have been so gracious in your training. And I might say that you, my dear, are quite talented in the ways of pleasing a man, especially one with as much class as me. It isn't easy, you know. It's quite something you should be proud of. Extremely proud of. But I digress. The candle wax won't trip by itself. Not nearly fast enough. Don't you think I should tip it over? Let it drizzle down your side. Have no fear. It cools in the air enough that it won't quite burn you. Just the intensity of it making you twitch, make such cute yelps. You are so adorable, darling. It just makes me want to play with you more. I wonder what's more distracting. Perhaps you could help me answer this question. But I've wondered for so long, what would distract you more? My quite lengthy and girthy tongue, slithering like a snake inside your needy ass. Or perhaps dripping even more candle wax on those so adorable thighs that just seem to make you react. Those screams, yelps, bound by that gag in your mouth, only makes it better. It's amazing, isn't it? How I was able to stuff your mouth with my cock and then shut you up a moment later. Please don't get the wrong idea. I would love nothing less than to hear you and your beautiful voice. But you know as well as I, that wouldn't be training. Now, would it? No, training is meant to be a bit challenging, don't you think? Now, won't you be completely honest with me? What makes you feel more? The suckling of blood out your thigh? Or the tongue firmly placed against your ass? Shut up! No yelping. Not yet. You need to take your time with it, darling. I'm not going to give you everything you desire. I'm going to give you so much more than everything. Now, let us both enjoy. Oh, and I'll be dripping the candle wax the entire time. To answer my innocent question from before, I'm sure you understand perfectly. Oh, how tempting. I do so love your taste. And when it mixes with the taste of your blood, it is something to be celebrated, no doubt. So why not try it? Accompanied by the spice of your muffled yelps. Now this is a feast for the senses. Undoubtedly. And just look at this place. There's still so much blood going to it. Isn't it such an incredible feat? The human body doing so many things at once and yet pleasing at the paramount. The way you're squirming, it's turning me on even more. I may have to cut my own meals short, but not before you finish yours. What kind of a lover would I be if I only did things halfway? No, I'm afraid you've got me all the way, as long as it takes. Do be a dear. Squirm more for me, lest I have to drip more candle wax in a different place. That's it. Put your back into it for me, won't you? Oh, good boy. Yes. Savor that tongue. Oh, I savor you. Oh, honey. You're exquisite. Focus on it. Focus on it. Yes. Blood and cum dancing on my tongue. Now that is a meal I can appreciate. And yet you still twitch and convulse for me so cutely. I should have you in another way. Perhaps when you're bound and this dripping wax drives you mad, you'll be that much better of a lovemaker. Perhaps that way you'll tense up around my cock as tense as you are right now. I'm quite impatiently looking forward to it. You won't disappoint me, I trust. Squirming in your restraints will do you no good, but it will satisfy me. You know that little inkling of teaching you through a little bit rougher means. I'm sure you understand. But it doesn't mean I won't be a gentleman about it. In fact, I can be quite gentle when I'm rough. And quite rough when I'm gentle. Which do you think this will be? I'm dying to hear it. These fingers slip inside of you. So easily. But something much bigger, harder, and thicker craves you. And I intend to satisfy such a craving. You are itching for it, aren't you? You can say it. Oh, wait, you can't. My mistake, I forgot about the gag. How cutely pointless, though I suppose I'll have to gauge whether it's the moans of the hot wax on my fingers deep inside you. Now the only question is, will my manhood truly fit in you when you're this tense? Slowly relax as much as the candle wax will allow you, of course. I wouldn't dream of making it awkward, but I will be partaking you, and you have no say in the matter. You've already submitted, and this is merely your fate, my love. Thank you for the meal. I will be having it now. How unbelievably tight you are. And the candle wax dripping seems to be making it even tighter. Keep it up. You're doing a fine job with your training. And to think I had such high hopes, and you wouldn't let me down on them. You wouldn't dream of it, would you? Where is your focus, darling? Sweetheart, honey, you'll need to focus on something. My teeth, the wax, my cock. Which will it be that drives you up that wall that you've been staring at aimlessly, lost to every thrust, every touch, every drop of wax and drop of blood? Which will enamor you the most? Yes, all of them. Every last thing I do to you will be memorable. Like that. The exquisite feeling of your skin giving way to my fangs, and your ass giving way to my cock. So divinely satisfying, I can think of nothing better. A true celebration of flesh, don't you think? Don't you think? Don't you? Don't you? You can't think at all, can you? How adorable. My thoughts are also flying away from me. And it's your fault, I hope you know, so take some responsibility with your blood and cotton and mix it all around until everything's a big mess just for me. No. Oh my. Oh yes. 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 I'm afraid it's all too much. You're milking me so much. I could barely even try and resist. Fuck. Fuck. To make me feel like this is truly something to be proud of. You're so incredibly words that I can't think. Compliments that I can't put to the air that you no doubt know you are. With that confidence. It's still coming as I talk you are to. How joyous. Indeed. I think I'd like to keep you this way, locked away and dripping with wax. Of course, a cum deep inside you, I wouldn't dare spill a drop. It's far too satisfying to feel you twitch around me, milking me, even now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is how you have sex in the most filthy, most carnal way. And yet with all the toys involved, all the bells and whistles that make things so lovable, so enjoyable. But no doubt, darling, you are the centerpiece. No doubt you are what makes it so enjoyable for me. That is something I've come to the conclusion of. You are anything but a mere sex friend. Not just a fling to me. Which is saying something. As a vampire, you usually don't get two times with the same person, let alone three. But now, I've fully established that this is something far beyond expectation. Now this is exquisite enjoyment of simply holding you. Now watching you as the cuddles with the candle wax are my newest, most endearing question. Does it still feel romantic as I drip the wax on your thighs? Even as you sit in my lap? Well, honey, I'm not so sure you're giving an honest response with that gag in your mouth. But it doesn't mean I had a thought of freeing you. No. I'm afraid you're stuck here. For quite some time now. Until I see fit. Do be a darling and don't hold it against me. It's quite simply that I enjoy that positively exquisite expression on your face. It gives me life, just as your blood does, of which I would like to partake some more. Only after you've reflected and understand your training. Blood and cum everywhere. Truly the best way to end a night, don't you think? And for your trouble, kisses. I suppose you've earned them. More than earned them. You deserve them. As I deserve you. As we make a perfect match. And all the other romantic things you could imagine. I'll leave those to your imagination. While I partake on the very real and very exquisite sensations I know you're feeling right now. The ones I'll make you feel a thousandfold. Mark my words, if you will. And make no mistake, this is only the beginning of our most expansive escapade.